sing this song. We belong to the Salvation Army, most of us, but more than that, we belong to God's army. And he has invited us to take to the world a special message. And we're going to talk about that. But this song sings about it, and it's a good catchy song. If you want to clap your hands, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But we'll stand together, a little introduction from the band, and then we'll follow the words through that will come up on the screen. Let's stand together. Years old, and I can't keep up that pace without a breather. Right, I'm ready now, and we'll go to our final. The victory's sure, we're trusting the promise of our Saviour, Lord and King. Let's sing it this time as though you really believe it. Thank you, band.
Victory's sure, we're trusting in the promise of our Saviour, Lord and King.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can see who are miserable. You can. Please be seated, would you? I'm going to invite you to join me in reading along with me the short scripture portions we have on our program this morning. And the words will come on the screen, and I'm going to invite you to read them together, starting from now. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Amen. May God add his blessing to our reading this morning. We've got well over 1,000 songs in our new songbook, and I found one which I'd never sung before. I know the tune, but the words are really, really fantastic. And if Jackie can put the words up, this is just the first verse. "Thank you for these quiet minutes in this rather busy day. Help me not to waste a moment as I come to think and pray. In my mind I see a picture of some people feeling low. Bless those people, Lord, and help them find again an inner glow." And the six short little verses are really lovely prayers. So as you sing them, read the words at the same time. That seems a bit silly to say, but think of what you're singing. If you have a song book, it's 792, but the words are there for you. Shall we pray? I want to pray especially for two members of our fellowship who this week had members of the family who went through serious operations. Elmer Mallett had her operation and she's now back at home and feeling a little better. And she would like to thank all of you who, during this week, have been praying for her. You see, this morning in our welcome, Sergeant Bill and June are not here. Just a week ago, they found out that their daughter Karen, who is known to many of us from the breakfast on a Saturday morning, Karen didn't realise that she got breast cancer. And so this week she went for an operation. And I'm pleased to say that they managed to take all the cancer away. I don't know why I'm surprised, and sometimes we are. We're surprised that God answers prayer. Maybe it's we have a lack of faith when we ask that prayer. Or we just say there's a normal course of, well, I pray for so-and-so. I think when prayers come from the heart, God hears them. And our God answers prayer. And I just say this morning, Lord, I just pray that you will continue to listen to our prayers and answer them in your time and in your way. Amen. Amen. The songsters are going to come and sing to us, and they're going to sing a song that fits in with our theme. It's I Will Worship You. The songsters, please. I will worship you, my Lord. Now it's time for... children. Would the children step forward, please, and help me, because I'm desperate for help. Come on, philosophy. Let's have you here. Where's Martin? Martin's boy. Come on, Martin. Are you going to help me? Oh, this is an honour. Thank you very much. Would you like to sit along here, please? Just on this one there. Yeah, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Right, right. Now, before we start, I get into trouble every Sunday. I just checked my wife. Oh, she's still in the meeting. I better be careful what I say. But they say, you always have the children's story. Oh, come on, latecomer. Get in here, will you? Yeah, go and sit down. Sit that. You sit. Do you want to sit down, Hudson? Sit down next to your sister, but don't fight, okay? Okay. Right. Now, they complain. You always have the children's story down here, and we can't see them. I've got an answer. Ready? Come here. Now, if Freddie stands at the back of the platform, you people at the back will see. And he's going to do exactly what the children are going to do. Right up the back. Fred? Yeah, I'll answer that phone if it goes. Right at the back, right. Look as though you're happy. That's it. Well then. Right now, first of all, children, I want to show you a very short video, and then I'll tell you why I've shown you it. So, could we have the short video? We've seen enough of that, but that is the band of the Irish Guards. And in two Sundays time, when our new captain comes, he used to play in the Irish Guards. And that video was taken a number of years ago, so if we knew what he looked like, we could have spotted him. But we won't know until 2 weeks. But what I want you to do, I want you on that Sunday morning to welcome him with a salute. So I'm going to ask you to stand up, ready, do what they say. Take your hands out of your pockets. You can't do it. When I say to you attention, I want you to go like this, rigid. Attention. Okay. Let's try that again, relax. Attention. Good. Now, I want you to take your fist and clench it like that, okay? And then flick your finger out so it looks like that. Okay, and then lift it up over your right shoulder. That is the Salvation Army salute. It's pointing to heaven. Stand down. Right, now we'll practice though. So this is next Sunday or the Sunday after. Here we go. Attention! Salute! Brilliant. Brilliant. Can you use that hand? Because you can't reach to heaven in that one. So. This hand, that's the right hand, right? Oh, it don't matter about that. Maybe. Right, so, attention. Salute. Do you think that'll be good? Yeah, brilliant, well done. You can stand, but you sit down, but you can stand. Right, stay there, Freddy. Right now. This is the big moment, and the new captain's standing here and he's saying, oh, they're a noisy lot of children, haven't they, got in this corner. And then I come and say, stand! Stand! Attention! Salute! Well done! Ready? You're dismissed. Go on, get up. We better give Freddie a clap. Go on. Thank you, Freddie. Right now, I've got to tell you some more instructions. When we've had our prayer, then you leave not through that door, but you go through that door into the lounge where you've got your new room for the Sunday school. But before you go, can you close your eyes? And I will tell you when to open them, right? Lord, we thank you and bless you for these children. We love all of them and we thank you for them. Pray now that as they go into their own little Sunday school, they will learn more about you and they'll enjoy themselves. So Lord, go with them and bless them. Amen. Amen. Open your eyes. That's it. Off you go then. Well done. Oh, sorry. Follow them. Just follow them, okay? That's just a salute. He's got the salute there. Will they remember for 2 weeks? Yeah, of course they will. They will. Well, now, just a few announcements for those of you who belong to the Corps. For everyone, tea and coffee will be served following our worship this morning. I'm having a look round. We should have enough bandsmen for a short open air. So we'll go to the triangle for 12:05. On Tuesday, this hall will be booked from 10:30 to 4:30, and also the community hall. Katrina is doing the funeral service of her aunt, and so they've requested the use of the hall. So just to let you know, if you do come in and out on Tuesday, just be careful, there's a funeral going on. On Wednesday at 1:30, friends together meet in their usual way. Next Sunday, our meeting will be conducted by Neil Winton, and that's always something worth coming for. You know, he's always got something that no one else has said. That's got you one now, isn't it? Yes, okay. But also as an announcement, if you would like to keep and bring to the hall any recycling items like yogurt pots, boxes, margarine tubs, plastic bottles, this is for the, I think, for the carnival. And they want, and there's, I think it's all, is it the carnival or is it? It's a holiday club in here. So they want to make all sorts of things. So we'll put a box in the foyer and you can put that stuff in that box, please, if you don't mind. Faith and fun require help on the carnival on Saturday the 23rd between 12 and 4 o'clock. You only need to book 1 hour space if that's what you can give. If you want to know more about that, please, will you see Gemma? Thank you very much for listening. Now we're going to sing a song again, and it's number 56 in the songbook. And the band will help us with this song. And it's, I think we're doing three verses of this song. And it's 56, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. You can remain seated as we sing, and there's an introduction, and then I'll bring you in. Whew, I'm glad I wasn't playing in the band for that one. That's well done, chaps. Thank you very much. And ladies, very much indeed. Now I'm going to invite you again to join in our second Bible reading and read it together. It'll come on the screen. It's taken from Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16. So let's read it together. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Again, may God add his blessing to that reading from his word. And now we're going to spend a moment again in prayer. And we're going to turn to Psalm 756, and we're going to just use the first two verses of this song. And it says, he walks with God who speaks to God in prayer, and daily brings to him his daily care. Possessing inward peace, he truly knows the heart's refreshment and the soul's repose. Second verse says, he walks with God who, as he onward moves, follows the footsteps of the Lord he loves. And keeping him forever in his view, his Saviour sees, and his example too. We're going to sing these two verses, and then we're going to remember Katrina and David, our commanding officers who are now leaving us to take a new appointment. And we're also going to pray for our new officers, Captain Paul, and as they come into our corps. So we sing these first two verses, then we'll pray to the Lord to bless and help our officers. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask a blessing on Katrina and David. We thank you for all they have done for our Corps, the things we've seen them do, and the many things that we didn't see. They've just done them. So we thank you for their service. We would pray, Lord, that you will go with them to their new appointment, and that you will use them there for the extension of your kingdom. Still be with them as they make ready to move the upheaval of the house into a new home. But just be with them and keep close to them this time. For Captain Paul and Lieutenant Lizette, we ask that as they are preparing to come and lead us, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will come with them and that they will lead us on. We've got through the pandemic and we begin to grow again. Now we just pray, Lord, that we'll use them in this appointment here at Felixstowe to make more people know about your love and to help us to grow as a church. So bless all four of them, Lord, as the upheaval of these next weeks. Just be with them and may they know your presence. Amen. Amen. The band are going to play Meet My Need. And this little chorus will come up on the screen. And I have to tell you, and this is only my unmusical opinion, that there's lots of notes in this piece. And they go all in all directions. But every now and then, this little chorus comes, Meet My Need. The words will come up on the screen. And meet my need just now. I am waiting, and thou art coming to meet my need just now. The band.
Thank you.
Told you there's lots of notes in it, but they all come together. And that chorus kept coming through, meet my need, Lord, meet my need just now. I was amiss of me to say we have visitors from Sweden. Nice to see you. And I was saying that although Sweden did well in the girls' football, I was wanting the opposition to win. But I didn't know you were coming this morning. But it's lovely to see you. Now, every Christian has a testimony. But I can tell you that we haven't got time for all of you to stand up and testify. So I've chosen a song which is a song of testimony. And if you can sing it, then sing it from your heart. And the band are going to help us with it. And I'll tell you the number of the song. And it's 882, but you can look on the screen. It says, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. If you're telling me you're a Christian, then you know what it's to have your sins washed away. But let's testify. As we sing the first verse, could we have a little introduction? Yeah, and then away you go. You're singing, oh happy day, oh happy, and your faces. Well, tell your face you're happy as well, will you? But surely there's a deeper happiness when you know that your sins are washed away. So I tell you what, I'll give you one more chance. And we'll sing that verse again, and this time put a little bit more effort into it. And who's in charge here? We'll stand up then, okay. Right, let's stand up and we'll have the first verse again. Thank you, Shirley. Here we go. a little bit extra for your money, that. Please be seated. Thank you very much, band. A lot of nice playing this morning. And I hope it was a happy day for you when Jesus washed your sins away. So, my theme and my question was, hi John, what is the message that Jesus wants us to proclaim? Well, when Jesus left his disciples over 2,000 years ago, he gave them one task, namely world evangelism. Now, I can imagine Jesus talking to them something like this. Right, lads, I'm going to leave you and I'll be gone for a long while. While I'm away, I want you to do just one thing. That's to see that every nation, every tongue, every tribe hears my message. Now, those were his instructions. That was the one thing he told them to do. But what has the church done during the years he's been absent? Have we obeyed him? Have we carried out that instruction? As a matter of fact, the church has done everything else except the one and only thing he told us to do. Jesus never told us to build colleges or universities. He never told us to erect hospitals or homes for the aged. He never told us to build churches or organize Sunday schools or big rallies. But we've done that. And I add, we should have done that, for they are all important and worthwhile things. But the one thing he did tell us to do is the only thing that we've left undone. We have not given his gospel yet to the whole world. In the whole world, there are millions of people who at this moment haven't heard the news about Jesus Christ. There are millions who haven't given their lives to him. If we come smaller and we come to Felixstowe, there are thousands of people here in Felixstowe who haven't heard the message yet. Or if they have, they haven't done anything about it. And it's our responsibility as Christians to make sure that the whole of Felixstowe realizes what Christ has done for them. What would a man say if he called a plumber to fix his water taps, and when he came home he found the paint, he'd hand-painted the side of the house instead? He didn't do what he was told to do. And in a way, we as Christians, we haven't yet done what Christ told us to do. So what is it stopping us obeying this command? Well, there are many reasons, but one is two-faced Christians. Have you met them? Two-faced Christians. We all know people who say one thing to you and another behind your back. But when I say two-faced Christians, I mean something slightly different to that. Now, where would you expect to see a sign that said, divine service conducted here four times daily? Of course, like me, you'd immediately say, on a notice board outside a super keen church. But no, this one was apparently hanging over the lady of the house in the kitchen sink. Every part of her life, the mundane, was given to the Lord. And the biggest mistake you and I as Christians make is dividing our lives into spiritual and secular compartments. We count the meetings, the Bible studies, the practices as our spiritual side. But what we watch on television, or what films we see, or what stories we tell, or what jokes we repeat. I can only say to you this morning, either we serve the Lord or we don't. We can't be two-faced Christians. We just have to serve the Lord totally. God's word told me that I had to preach the word. It says in Mark's gospel, and I said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, if I had no other reason, this would be enough. Jesus told his church in the Great Commissioning for all believers to go into the entire world and preach the gospel to everyone. Well, you might be able to travel from Sweden and countries like that easily now, but to get around the whole world would take quite a lifetime. But in the world where you live and I live, we have to preach the gospel. And the word preach has threefold meaning. First, it means to tell the message by word of mouth, to preach the word. It says in the Bible, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Secondly, it means to live the gospel. Yeah, we can't all preach, we can't all speak in an open air, we can't all do it by word of mouth, but we can live the gospel. And it says in John 13, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you love one another. And the third, it means to demonstrate or manifest the gospel, to clearly show the truth. So then our instruction from Jesus was to preach, to live, and to demonstrate the message. So then, what is this message we have to tell to the world? What is this message? Well, the task of the church, that's you and I, is to show people Jesus. The one who left the glory of heaven, came down among men, gave his life on Calvary, demonstrated the power of God over death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection. He lived, he loved, he taught, he served, he died for all. He surely has the right to say to you and I, his church, go and make disciples. You see, the Lord has not merely given us something to believe, but something to do. And this commandment leaves no question mark. Our mission is to bring men and women to God through Jesus Christ. The mission God gives is a personal one. It's not meant to be just for professionals. It's a task for every Christian, every one of us here who profess to be a Christian. So how do we show the world the message that Jesus gave to us? Well, we read it in Scripture just now. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This verse isn't just a nice little Bible verse that we learn to sing about in Sunday school. It's a call to action. It says, let your light shine. Do something. As followers of Jesus, we're living in some pretty dark times. Now, more than ever, we're called to be lights to a world which is struggling against physical and spiritual forces like we've never seen before. We currently deal with issues involving mental health, identities, finances, government, and there are many people now who are concerned that very soon they won't be able to put a meal on the table for their children. Our presence as lights for God is so important in the world now. I read a little story about a counsellor. He was given an opportunity to open a counselling office in a university. On the opening day, he sat at his desk, and he sat there for hour after hour after hour, and nobody came. And then suddenly he heard someone enter the small waiting room. So he picked up the phone, and he pretended that he was talking to someone and counselling them. And then after a little while, he said to the man who had been standing there silently, how can I help you? He said, I'm the telephone engineer. I've come to connect your phone. We can't pretend to be Christians. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Personal question to myself and to you. Are you playing at being a Christian? Are you looking the part? But actually, you're still not totally connected to the Lord. If you claim to be connected to God, that's great. Then you have to be an imitator, because it tells me in the Bible, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Paul gives several reasons why Christian ought to walk in love. He said, of course, Christians are God's children. And when Paul encouraged his leaders to walk in love, he was not asking them to do something that was foreign to the Christian life. The Bible teaches us that at conversion, every Christian, no exceptions, so it means you, every Christian receives a new nature. The old is taken away and the new is given. But the new nature, which is from God, must reflect God and be loving. It must build bridges and proclaim peace. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34, "This is how all men will know you're my disciples." Now, he didn't say then, they'll know you're a disciple because you go to church every week, that you know your Bible inside out, that you don't do this wrong, you don't do that wrong. No. He said, "This is how men will know you're my disciples, that you have love one for another." Is he asking too much for us to walk in love, to please him? I was thinking of the people I mentioned in our prayers who have gone through a very difficult week. Maybe you're facing some storm in your life at the moment. Well, I can tell you this morning, God loves you. And though you might feel at times he's abandoned you, he never will abandon you. Our feelings may come and go, but God's love stays forever. God proved his love on the cross. Do you realize when Christ hung and bled and died, it was God actually saying to the world, "I love you. I love you. I love you so much that I gave my sin to die for you." We praise God that we know what that means. But there's so many people who don't know that message yet. When we walk in love, we show the world that we are true followers of Jesus Christ. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So what do we do as Christians? What do we need to do to obey Jesus' command? I think I could sum it up in two words. Be brave. Be brave. This church will die if we don't get any new members. And the only way to get new members is for you and I to take the message and to invite people to come along and to worship. Now, I know some people are afraid to share their faith with others because there might be criticism. But Jesus faced disbelievers throughout his entire life, yet never let those stop him from teaching others the power of God. Jesus turned doubters into Christians through his patience, his love, and his willingness to speak with others. And you and I should want to do the same. Through living a life as a Christian, we're already showing others what it means to love. But don't be afraid to take it further and share the Bible with those you know. You know, even people who are strongly against our faith have a chance of being saved, because with God, all things are possible. Why not invite a new person to church? If every one of us who is a Christian here this morning set out to invite one new person this year into this church, you wouldn't have your seats at the front, you'd have to go to the back, I think, because so many people. But we've got to do it. I remember using some words here a couple of years ago, that it's time we move out of our comfort zone and tell the message of God's love. There's an old songster song, and it says this: "Rise up, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life." That may be a message from the Lord to us now. We've got through the pandemic. We can't use it anymore as an excuse. The way we're going to make this church come alive is for us to wake up and realize that we have the responsibility to go out into the world and tell people about God's love. I just hope and pray that you will try and do that. It's a surprise, you know, if you start to talk to someone about Christ. People do listen. They do listen. So please, the message is clear. All it wants is the messengers to take it out. So think about it. Pray about it. Ask the Lord to bring someone into your life who you can add, bring to the meeting, bring to the church. We're going to sing a little song, and it's 601 in the song book, and it's "Lord, I Come to You." And you'll see the words, "Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I've found in you. Just a little song. We'll sing it through twice. And while we're singing it, if you feel the need to come forward to our mercy seat, that's wonderful. But if you feel walking down there to here is a big step, then just where you are, say a prayer to the Lord. Ask him to make you a messenger to tell someone this week about Jesus and what he can do for them. Let's remain seated as we sing. Thank you, John. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. And just pray that for each one of us who are professing to be your children, to think about talking to someone who doesn't know you yet as their Saviour. And we may be surprised how many people are just waiting for that message. So we thank you for the message and we ask you to give us courage to preach it. Now I just pray that if we make our way home or we make our way for tea and coffee, that you'll go with us and bless us and use us for your kingdom this week. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our final song. If you've sung out and your throat's sore, then we can remedy that straight through the double doors. You can have tea and coffee and I'll pay for it all for you. Don't worry. And you can enjoy. The band has got time to have a cup of tea and coffee before they make their way in a half an hour to the open air. So let's stand together and we'll have an introduction and sing this lovely song. Let us go out into the world with love in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Already, haven't I? Right. Give me a chance to get to the back. The band will play, and then follow me in, have a cup of coffee. Lovely to see you. Do come back again. So the band will play a tune. Yeah, might take a while. Sit down and...